This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to start, to be honest, with a little bit of economic whiplash. So apologies in advance, but these are whiplashy times in this economy. First of all, it's Thursday, as I said, so we got another snapshot of the American labor market this morning. Another 1.2 million people made first-time claims for unemployment benefits. That's both at the state level and applications for federal pandemic benefits. And as you know, because we mentioned it just yesterday, Fed Chair Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen figure the actual unemployment rate right now is something like 10%. That is really, really high. But that said, most of the people in this economy who want to be working are, and some of them have been able to save through the pandemic because those fortunate enough to have cash to spend have had fewer places to spend it. And that gets us to the whiplash, because there are big expectations that come spring and vaccines and the aftertimes. There is going to be a whole lot of pent-up demand let loose. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
A lot of people had to drastically change their spending in the pandemic because they lost jobs or their hours were cut. But at the same time, most consumers
are still feeling secure or optimistic about their finances.
Candace Corlett is president of WSL Strategic Retail, which regularly surveys shoppers.
I wouldn't expect a boom, but people will be back in the store and there will be pent-up demand for the experience.
A lot of people enjoy browsing stores, especially after months of enforced online shopping. Another area expecting a post-pandemic boost? Travel. Katie Thomas runs the Kearney Consumer Institute.
I've talked to some clients within the hospitality industry, and they are seeing folks start to book again for the back half of the year. So there is some optimism there.
Optimism, yes, but many of those bookings and deposits can be canceled or refunded, just like the vacation I'm planning with my family for October. Fingers crossed. Plus, says Yale economist Stephen Roach,
I think we've released a lot of pent-up demand into the economy already.
He points to data on sales of durable goods. Throughout the pandemic, those who can spend money have been on big furniture and appliances and such.
The fortunate have managed to do well, but a large swath of the nation has not, and they're unlikely to unleash anything in the way of pent-up demand.
He says we'll probably see some surge in spending, but not necessarily as much as a quick recovery will need. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.